We are totally honored and privileged to be on the phone with you guys tonight. For those of you, this is your very first call with us. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home with parents that were drug addicts. And growing up in an environment like that, I didn't have a whole lot of confidence, and I didn't think that people like me would succeed in anything. So it took me a couple months to get the courage to actually get started and try to build something. And I, in my first 6 months, I failed miserably. I couldn't get my business off the ground to save my life. I mean, I talked to hundreds of people, and everybody said about the same thing. I watched lots of videos that the corporations had put together and tried the things that they were telling me to do, but something just wasn't clicking. Nothing was really working until I came across somebody that was making $15,000 more a month than I was, which meant that his check was $15,000 a month. And he started the very same month that I did. And he told me about a training seminar that I needed to plug into and said that if I didn't go, then I would wind up failing. And failing, really honestly, was not an option for me. I was too stubborn to quit and fail. And so I went. I couldn't afford to go. The timing was not good. And it didn't make sense to me to have to pay for a training seminar to learn how to build my business. And so I went anyway, and I came out of that and made $4,000 in 8 days, bringing in 25 people into my business in just 8 short days. Now, you have to ask yourself, what in the world could change in 8 short days? I'll let you know some of it a little bit later. Then I went on to make $51,000 in just a few months following that, and went off and got married to a guy on a whim who wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. I lost my dignity. I lost my dreams. I lost everything. I want you to imagine going from the number one international producer inside of an organization to totally homeless. I lost everything. My business was stolen from me. My finances were stolen from me. More importantly, my dreams, my confidence, my everything, my dignity, everything was stolen from me. And I wound up living literally out of my car, sleeping in public places, showering in public places for several weeks through the month of December. And it was horrifying, and I remember even being suicidal, just wanting to give up on everything, believing that I was destined for absolute failure and that nothing was ever going to change for my life. And I got upset with myself, started a business in the trunk of my car in a payphone booth after being really sick and tired of being homeless and afraid and unmotivated and negative and depressed and blaming everybody for my lack of success. And literally from a car and a payphone booth, I wound up making $2,000 the first 10 hours. I comprised a script, wrote a flyer, and got 25 phone calls in 3.5 hours to a voicemail that I was able to get a hold of without having to pay for it initially. And so I made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, over $10,000 my first full-time month, and by the end of my first year, made $250,000. After only 10 months, my check had jumped over $80,000 a month, which if you average that out, it's around $1 million a year. I made my first million in 2 years by the time I was 23 years of age. And so you have to ask yourself, what in the world changed? I mean, did the company change? No. Did the product change? No. Did the market change? No. Did I change areas? No. What in the world changed? How did I go from failure to succeeding? Well, that's a question that you have to ask yourself. How am I going to go from where I'm at right now to where I want to go? That's a good question to ask yourself. Where is it that you want to go? What is it that you want to do? Now, we just came back from Florida, and we just finished working with a group that we had started some work with back in October. We did a private corporate event for a particular organization, and the company president basically has been tracking the results of the people who've been plugging in to the DaniJohnson.com system, which, by the way, is a website for you, available to you to gain any kind of knowledge, technique, from anywhere from communication skills to managing your time to debt reduction to strategies on how to build your home-based business, strategies that honestly are just not heard out there. Reason being is that most of the people that provide training in our industry have never, ever built a sales force. I've built a sales force from 0 to 20,000 people part-time in 2 years. And so I can certainly show you how to do that only because I've physically done it myself. I've talked to thousands and thousands of people myself prospecting, and I've sponsored a ridiculous amount of people as well as built large customer bases. And so tonight I'm just going to give you some tips on how you can do the same thing. We're going to have about 55 more minutes with each other. Hopefully in the next 55 minutes you're going to feel that you've gotten some good information that is going to help to change the course of your business. So I highly recommend that you have a notepad in hand, because I'm going to be firing away at least 8 points to you tonight. 8 things for you to be able to focus on, to be able to build your business, and to be able to build it in a dynamic way. My call tonight is mostly geared towards those people that are new, those people that are just getting started or newly committing themselves to their business. Maybe they haven't built in it for a long time. Maybe they're just a customer. Whatever it is that your function is in your business, I have a few tips that I want to pass on to you so that you can get yourself started in the right way. Now, for some of you that you say, you know what, Danny, I'm more of an advanced person. That's great. This call is so important for you, because what you need to understand, if you truly are that person that thinks you are advanced, then the advanced part of our business is it's not about you. It's about the new. You want to write that down. It's not about you. It's about the new. And if you're not constantly talking to the new and giving a message to the new people, the new blood, then your business is about to come to a screeching halt. So the information I'm going to give tonight is geared towards the new people. This information, you want to take notes regardless of what level of your business that you are in, so that you can now turn this message over to other people that are new. It's very important that you gain an understanding for what is the message that a brand new person needs to hear that is just getting started, or a person who's just now recommitting their business, meaning that they're not going to do it as a hobby anymore, that they're actually going to build a real-life business. Now, 6 months ago, I brought a message to a company, and that message was about the difference between a professional and an amateur. There's a big difference between these two. And the major difference between the two is not only their skill, not only their attitude, not only their efficiency, not only talent, all of that actually really doesn't mean that much to me. The difference between a professional and amateur is the amount of money that they make. And so I basically brought this message to this particular company, and I'm going to give you part of that message tonight, professionals versus amateurs. And I'm going to be really honing in on that particular message at First Steps to Success, which is a 2-day, very intensive boot camp type training for anyone who is in any kind of business. I don't care if you do hair out of your house. I don't care if you do nails out of your house. I don't care if you cut wood for a living. I don't care what it is that you do, and I don't care if you're a doctor who's trying to learn how to improve your practice. We're going to be giving you cutting-edge information on how truly to build a professional clientele, no matter what kind of a business you have, whether it is you're marketing nutritional products, legal services, or, again, you're a hairstylist, and you want to know, how can I build a professional clientele? How can I be the one that everybody is recommending to everyone they know? How can I make my prospects' experience inside of my business so profound and so awesome that they are compelled to tell everyone they know about it? You might want to write that down. That's part of my personal mission statement. That's part of how we started DannyJohnson.com 2.5 years ago. How do we make the experience that they have with us so profound that they have to tell everyone they know about our services? So no matter what field you're in, whether you're a lawyer, a dentist, a doctor, a stylist, whether you're a contractor, I don't care what it is, a teacher, it doesn't matter what it is that you do, all of us need strategies that are cutting edge so that we can have a professional size of a clientele that is so compelled to promote you and your business. You will learn how to do that, and if you're waiting for me to come to Minnesota or you're waiting for me to come to wherever you are in Kentucky, it ain't going to happen. How long do you want to wait before you can learn how to make your business so powerful that people are compelled to tell people about you? How long do you want to wait for that to happen? If it was me, I'd be wishing I could plug into it next weekend. So here's what happened with this message between professionals and amateurs. And that is, this is the result of what happened. The people that plugged into that message and then plugged into First Steps to Success and Creating a Dynasty, they did a case study between 37 people that were plugging into the DannyJohnson.com system and 1,000 other distributors that were active in their company. So they put 37 up against 1,000 other people, okay? The 37 made 11 times more money in the last 6 months. they brought in four times more reps into their business than the other 1,000. They brought in seven times more preferred customers than the 1,000 did. And 7 out of the 10 top recruiters in the company and 4 out of 10 of the top retailers in the company were all a part of the DannyJohnson.com First Steps to Success and Creating a Dynasty system. The bottom line is, numbers don't lie. Documentation beats conversation. Do you want to have your organization earning 11 times more money than 1,000 other people in the entire company does? Do you want your people to enroll 4 times more distributors in your business, in your sales force? Do you want your sales force bringing on 4 times more distributors than 1,000 other people did? Do you want your organization bringing 7 times more preferred customers? Come on, guys. This was 37 in a controlled case study, 37 against 1,000 that didn't plug in. How many of you would feel like a complete idiot if you were one of the 1,000 that didn't plug in? Oh, man, I would. No question. Like, oh, man. And I can tell you that some of those 1,000 are like, well, the seminar is too expensive, or I don't have the time, or I've got a soccer game that weekend. Whatever the lame excuse is, those people are left behind. No question. You got one shot. Okay, so for those of you that are brand new, I've got 8 quick points here that actually I'm going to make it 9. I'm going to make it 9. 9 points that I'm going to give you to kind of get you, if you're off track, get you on the right track. If you're haven't started on a track yet, let's get you on some sort of a track, okay? Number 1, you have got to keep this business so simple. You know what I found? I've trained thousands and tens of thousands of people through the last very many years. I've been doing training seminars for 15, 16 years now. And what I can tell you is that I've watched more people complicate the business. The business is so stinking simple. And it really is very easy also. The processes, the basics are very easy. The problem is that people somehow get a big head when they see a little bit of success. Some people wind up looking at the business saying, well, that just seems way too easy. And so then they complicate it. That's what I did. The company gave me, you know, when I first got started, they gave us 10 steps to follow and to try to market the product. I made 20 steps instead of 10. Why? I have no stinking idea why I did that. I mean, that was completely moronic. For some reason, I thought I knew a better way, or some reason I thought adding extra steps would have made it better and it got a better result. Maybe for some of you, it's an ego trip. You can't follow directions. Maybe for some of you, you know, you've got this ego trip where you've got to be an original. You have to say, I did it my way, and I did it all by myself. Well, the sad and unfortunate thing is that many people who have tried to build their business that way wind up failing. It's amazing. Why? Because it's not going to work their way. Not only that, even if it did, it wouldn't be duplicatable. Not only that, even if it was duplicatable, the reality is that no matter what business you're in, you cannot do it by yourself. If you plan on developing any bit of a residual or passive income, it's impossible for you to do it by yourself. You need help. That's the bottom line. And again, I don't care what kind of a business it is you're running. Even if you have a practice, if you are not having your clients or your patients feeling so good about your services, they're certainly not only not going to come back, but they're going to spread what a jerk you are around the community. Not only that, but if you mess up, they'd be the first one in line with a malpractice suit. There's been studies on that, by the way. There's been clear studies done that when with doctors, that patients that did not like their doctors and their doctor made a mistake, even if he didn't make a mistake, malpractice suit. Then they did a study with the ones where the patients loved their doctors, and the doctor screwed up, and the patient would not sue for malpractice. Why? Because he had a friendship with that person. He felt comfortable around that person, felt that that doctor really cared about them. And there was grace with the ones that they liked. And so the deal is with your business is that you have to weigh your ego with your bank account. You have to really look at, okay, do I want my bank account to grow, or do I want to be smart and feel like I'm inventing something new? You know, give me a stinking break. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, that maybe you want to do it your own way, that you don't like following people. Listen. Here, I learned this a very hard way. And the way I learned it was because I was involved with somebody that was making $500,000 a month, and I tried to offer up a suggestion to him, and he told me I was stupid in front of a whole bunch of people. And I'm telling you, I was ticked beyond ticked. I wanted to strangle him with my fingers. I really did. I have a terrible confession to make to you, but that is the truth, man. I wanted to hurt the guy. He embarrassed me. He humiliated me. I almost felt like I was defiled in front of everybody. And what happened was he told me, he says, listen, he goes, your ideas have made you broke. If I listen to your ideas, I'm going to go broke just like you, and I like the millions of dollars a year that I make. So why don't you sit down and shut up and pay attention? And, man, he was right. And so you cannot be in your business expecting for it to work if you're not going to keep it simple and you're not going to follow directions. You must keep it simple. This business is very simple. It is about enrolling and creating a clientele every single day. It's about talking to people and exposing people to your product and your business every single day. It is a very simple process. You do the initial contact with them, which we've got a script to help you. There's an entire script book on the website to give you the exact words in which you should say to the person to invite them so that they don't ask you questions like, did someone die on that stuff? Or, is this a pyramid thing? Or, do I have to buy everything? Do I have to talk to anybody? I mean, aren't you tired of getting those kinds of responses? Surely I was tired of it after 6 months. Those are the kind of responses I heard from people. Or, you know, I don't have the money right now. Why don't you check with me in a month? You know, I need to talk to my wife, or I need to think it over. I mean, I heard that stuff all the time. And I got tired of hearing those things, which is why I finally invested into my education. And so if you just keep it simple, and simple is this, simple is reading a script that's already been written, and thousands and tens of thousands of people are reading that script all over the world right now and getting phenomenal results if you just keep it simple. I teach classes on prospecting and closing, but here's what's hilarious. In those classes, people, you know, I ask them, are you reading that script? Yeah, I am. And then I have them read it to me, and we're at a prospecting role-playing example, and guess what? They're not reading it. They've changed it. Either they've left things out or they've added more stuff to it, stuff where they shouldn't be adding stuff to it. And so when you're going to add stuff that is insignificant and you're going to take the most important stuff out because you're afraid to read that question or because you're you don't feel comfortable asking a question, well, then you've complicated your business, and that's how come the results are not going to be what you want them to be. So you got to just keep it simple. The business is just about talking to people, and I'll share a little bit about how to do that tonight. Number two, you need to get excited about what you have. So oftentimes people, and I've ran into thousands of people like this, people are just, if you're anything like I was, just afraid to get excited, afraid to believe, afraid to think for a moment that this was actually going to work, definitely afraid to dream. Definitely afraid to dream big, afraid to set goals, afraid that I might get disappointed, or afraid that this would just turn into one big giant dissatisfaction or discouragement, that it would not be worth building my business. And that's how I felt. And so because of, you know, the different, you know, tips and turns that life seems to throw at you once in a while, you know, we all become a little bit afraid to believe again. We become afraid to actually think that, man, what if this actually did work for me? We become afraid, like, gosh, what if she is saying is really true? Wow, what if First Steps to Success could do this for me? What if? Now, I know that you're probably in one little spot or another about afraid of getting excited, afraid of believing, afraid of thinking that it might work, afraid of thinking bigger, afraid of talking to people about what you're excited about, okay? So what I'm going to tell you is just get excited. Because you know what? It's very unfortunate, but 95% of that population that is out there, they have zero excitement in their life. I mean, when the Super Bowl comes, yeah, they're excited. You know, birthday party once in a while, oh, man, they get excited. Christmas, they might get excited. But how sad. I mean, we have a choice here on this planet to live whichever way that we want to live, and either we can live with the full assurance and the exhilaration of excitement and exhilaration of enthusiasm, or we can live like a stinking bump on a log, negative and worn out and tired and broken and, you know, me, oh my, and pity party this, that, and the other thing. And honestly, do you like to hang out with people that are like that? I know the answer is no. I don't like to be around people that are negative and whining and murmuring and complaining and, you know, this didn't work and, man, the cost of gas is so terrible and, gosh, you know, nothing ever seems to go my way. And you know what I mean? I mean, no one likes to be around people like that. And so even if all you did was added, like, a little hip in your step, a little tiny bit more excitement, could you imagine? You would become a people magnet. People would be like, what's gotten into her or what's gotten into him? Man, you just look better. What's going on? I mean, you've all seen that commercial where that guy is like, you know, gliding through life. I mean, he's all excited and, you know, and they're like, oh, did you get a haircut? No, huh? Did you get a new suit? No, huh? Did you just come back from vacation? Excuse me, by the way. No, I haven't. Gosh, you look younger. Have you been, like, did you get a new skincare cream? Or, I mean, what's going on? You've all seen this commercial. It's an actual Viagra commercial. Yeah, because I guess the Viagra added a little bit more excitement in his life. But anyway, the point is that when you decide to put a smile on your face and you decide that, you know what have I got to lose for being excited? Let me prove something to you. Let's say that you live your life, you know, middle of the road, no excitement, which is probably where most of those of you that are listening right now are at right now. You are just like, ooh, nope. I'm a little bit excited about my opportunity, but I'm not going to be, like, dreaming again. I'm not going to be really believing it's going to work. I'm just going to, you know, be excited enough to maybe pick up the phone, and that's about it. Okay? Let me ask you something. If you keep, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you are just full of faith, you are totally believing it's going to work, you are absolutely ecstatic, you almost can't sleep at night because you're just, your wheels are turning and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome, thank you Lord that I get to do this. And then there is a 5, okay, and that 5 is the person who's like, you know, I'm glad it's working for other people, but I don't know if it's going to work for me, and, you know, I don't know if even this information applies to me, or gosh, I don't know if this is really going to work. You know, you're there. You're excited enough to sign up, get some product, or you're excited enough to have invested into your education, but you're just quite not over the edge. Let me ask you a question. Let's take the 5 and the 10. If you keep your excitement level at a 5, is that going to make sure, is that going to guarantee you that you will not have discouragement? Will that plan that guarantee you that you will not have dissatisfactions? Will that plan guarantee you that you will not have some kind of depression? No. It doesn't matter if your excitement level is a 10 or a 5. You're still going to have discouragement. You're still going to have dissatisfaction. You're still going to have disappointment. You're never going to get away from those three things. So the plan of, well, I'm not going to get excited because I don't want my balloon to be popped. Hello? I much rather have the moments of excitement than not have it at all. The reality is all of us are going to deal with discouragement, disadvantage, disappointment, and dissatisfaction. Whether we are an enthusiastic person or a deadbeat, we are still going to have those things. And so please look at your life and go, oh, duh. Yeah, so look at this. I mean, isn't it crazy what we do? Isn't it nuts how we live our lives? That our plan, this was my plan, I'm not going to get excited because what if it doesn't work? Okay, so there I am. It's definitely not going to work with that attitude. There's no question. I'm not going to get excited because what if it doesn't work? That means you've already set yourself up for failure. Done, stinking deal. You have set yourself up for failure. No question. And so, but look at her plan. I mean, and it's not like we came up with a logical plan. I know you didn't come up with a logical plan. You just came up with a plan, you know. And that plan was, well, if I don't get too excited, then I won't get too disappointed. What a bunch of nonsense. It's not true. Number one, you are going to fulfill the prophecy that you have just set before your life. Because if you don't get excited, people are not going to be attracted to you. You are not going to have anything that they want to buy. And I'm not talking about the products that you're marketing. The products are nothing. It doesn't make a difference what you're marketing. It could be horse manure. It does not matter. But if you are that person that others want to be around, you've got a smile in your face. You've got a hip in your step, a glide in your stride. When people see that in you, there is an attraction. They're looking and they're saying, wow, what does she have? Wow, what's up with her? Wow, I want that. That's not going to happen without excitement. There's no question that if you are the deadbeat bump on a log, they're looking at you and go, ooh, beep, 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 plague, stay away, beep, stay. stay away. Everything in that person is going to be bypassing you as much as possible. Okay, so the reality is that you need to get excited. It's okay to get excited. And guess what? Getting excited does not mean that you will not have discouragement, disappointment, and dissatisfaction. You will. You will. That's part of life. None of us are getting out of this life without dealing with those things. It doesn't mean that if we don't get excited, we won't deal with those things. No, we will deal with those things, okay? So get excited. What have you got to lose? You only have to gain. You only have to gain if you actually started to believe that you are going to make things happen. Number three, you need to pay attention to people who have what you want. So number three is pay attention. Find people who have what you want and do what they do. You need to learn from experts in order to plan on succeeding in your business. Here's the reality check. Birds of a feather, write this down, birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. So here's a strategy for yourself. If you want to be put yourself in a position where you are able to learn, gain, grow, advance, then you must be around people that are growing, gaining, and advancing. You can't be around a bunch of people that are dying on the vine and expect to get growth from being around them. Impossible. So pay attention to people who have what you want. I know that you were brought in on this call by somebody that is obviously working towards success, somebody that is listening, someone that invited you on this call, sent you an email for this call. These are people that are progressively moving their lives, their businesses, their families, their relationship with their God forward. That is currently what they are doing. That's what they're working towards. So much better than a whole bunch of other people we know. Think about it, man. Birds of a feather flock together. Look at that. There's a whole bunch of people right now, rather than being on a conference call that will help to and move their life forward, what are they doing? I don't know. It's Monday night. What stupid television show is on right now that their heart is so attached to that they feel like it's more important for them to watch some mindless entertainment instead of moving their lives forward? That's what I'm so proud of you about. We probably have 2,500 people on the call right now. Between our bridges and everybody else's bridges, there's about 2,500 of us listening right now. I'm so proud of you, man. Not to mention the thousands that will be listening from all over the world tomorrow online. I'm so proud of you. Because, look, you could be in the trap with everybody else that's not listening, in a trap of mediocrity and making the choice with the lazy boy and the remote control and having their lives stay the same. But instead, you're plugging into an expert in a field. Listen, find people who have what you want and do what they do. Find people who are succeeding financially and follow them. Find people who are succeeding in their marriages and follow them. If you're a parent and you want to learn how to be able to parent your children better and how to be in more control but not being a dictator, then find someone that you know or that you can learn from that lives like that, that has raised their children up like that. Are you with me? Find people who have what you want and do what they do. Be careful who you surround yourself with. Be careful who you listen to. We are products of our own environment. And, oh, Lord, I've seen it. We're men of married women that are like, that are whining, murmuring, complaining, broads who rather be jealous than step up and do something with them, with their lives, and change an entire husband's life. Sad, pathetic. Very sad. I've also seen the same with women marrying men that are this way. I know right now some of you are like, I did that. Now what do I do? Get the first steps to success. You'll learn exactly how to deal with that person that you live with that is not of the environment that is going to help both of you grow. So again, pay attention. Pay attention to experts. Pay attention to the people that brought you to this call because they're moving their lives forward. You can't move forward by yourself. You got to make the decision to do it by yourself, but you got to surround yourself with other people that are doing it. That makes it easier. It's kind of a shortcut. Number four, you've got to make up your mind already that you're never, ever, ever going to quit. That quitting is not an option for you, that is clearly not even in your vocabulary. Because even if you say, no, Danny, I am never going to quit my business, guess what? You've already entertained the thought of quitting. If you're saying that you will never quit, that you're never going to go do something else, if you're saying that you're never going to give up, that your family is worth it, then you have already entertained the thought of quitting. Bottom line, because what is in the mind will come out of your mouth. And so if you have entertained those thoughts, you have to stop moving your mouth about it. Don't even talk about never quitting. You can't even go there. Because if you do, if you entertain it, then eventually you will own it and you'll be doing the very thing that you said you do not want to do. And so very, very clearly, you have to make up your mind that you're never going to quit. And here's why. You see, if you have it in your mind that if my business doesn't work for me in the next 90 days, then I'm out of here, or if I don't see a profit in the next 6 months, then I'm done with this, or if I don't have some kind of growth happen for me in the next 2 months, then I'm done, guess what? Quit now. Be done with it. Why? Think about it. Here you are going to be prospecting and talking to a brand new prospect who is looking for a business. And if you have it in the back of your mind that you have conditions on your business of 60 days, 90 days, 6 months from now, or if I don't see a profit tomorrow, guess what? They know that you're quitting. They can sense it in your body language. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. And so when you're sitting across the desk for somebody, or you're sitting across a coffee table, or you're on the phone prospecting, bringing people to conference calls, however which way that it is that you build your business, if there is that I'm going to quit if this doesn't work, if you've got conditions on your business, guess what? They can sense it and they're not going to join with you. Why? Because you're not going to be around 90 days from now. Why? Because it's a self-proclaimed prophecy. It is. If you speak death, it will not happen. And putting a condition on your business like that means it won't work. Come on, you know that. Could you imagine getting married and saying, well, if I'm happy with this in 90 days, I'll stay married. But if not, I'm out of here. Come on. You know that the next 90 days are going to be hell. You can't make a half-hearted commitment and expect to get wholehearted results. It's impossible. That's like saying, well, you know, I'm going to try and be pregnant for 90 days. Or 6 months, and then, if I don't like it, then I'm done with it. Well, unfortunately, in this nation, we have made it an option for women to change their mind midstream like that, you know, in protection for the rape victims, which those are, give me a stinking break, far and few between are the abortions that are actually done because of that. It's mostly the convenience factor of why women are getting abortions. But here's the truth. The point is this. You can't almost be committed to being pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. Bottom line. Either you're married or you're not. Bottom line. Either you're a woman or you're not. Bottom line. Either you're a man or you're not. Bottom line. There is no gray area here. And so if you have it in the back of your head that, if this doesn't work for me, then I'm out of here, then guess what? You're out of here. It's that simple. There is no commitment. There's no wholehearted work ethic. There's no spirit of excellence towards your business, so therefore, guess what? That prospect can see it in your presentation. They can sense it, they can feel it, and they know you're going to be gone, and no way are they going to follow someone that's going to quit it anyway. And so you got to get it out of your head. For the sake of building your business and seeing any kind of success, quitting cannot be an option for you. You have got to make up your mind, and you want to write this down. You are going to build a multi-million-dollar enterprise. You're going to build a multi-million-dollar enterprise. And come hell or high water, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it takes, no matter what the cost is, no matter how many no's I have to hear, no matter how many people quit, no matter how much money I have to invest into myself to learn how to do this as a profession, I don't care what it takes, I'm going to build this thing. And guess what? That makes you highly marketable. That makes you highly valuable in the marketplace. That makes you someone that others will be attracted to. They will be afraid not to follow you. They will be afraid not to follow you. Why? Because they know you're going somewhere, and that prospect knows they don't have a plan of going anywhere. People hate being left behind. They hate it. And so you have got to get off the fence and just go, okay, I'm doing this. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many people tell me no. I don't care what kind of adversity I face. I have no other option here. I have to make this work. it for me. And if that's where you're at right now, oh my gosh. In fact, my eyes are swollen with tears right now. If that's you, that you are, I don't care what it takes, I don't care what the cost is for me to get myself trained to become a professional at this so I can earn a professional level of income. If you're that person where you say, it doesn't matter how long, how far, doesn't matter what's going to happen, I'm here for the long haul. If that's where you're at, oh gosh, you're about to fly. You are about to see profits. You're about to have a life that you never even thought was possible. Number five, you need to talk to people every single day. You need to talk to people every single day. This is a step that you cannot bypass. If you own a hair salon and you are not prospecting and you are not drumming up new business to come through the door of your salon, your business is going to stagnate and eventually die. You're gonna spend hours in there twiddling your thumbs, hoping and praying for somebody to walk in the door. It doesn't work like that. If you're a dentist or a doctor, you have to prospect. If you're an eye doctor, you have to prospect every day. The people with the most successful businesses are the people that are daily drumming in and pulling in new business through their doors, exposing their service, exposing their product to the marketplace. And so you have to get it in your head. I don't care if you're a restaurant. If you're in a restaurant and you are not drumming up new business to walk into that facility on a daily basis, guess what? That business will die, go out of business, and leave you in debt. The bottom line is this, is that every single day, no matter if you're at a grocery store, the post office, if you're in a different restaurant, if you're at a hair salon, if you're meeting at the doctor's office, if you're picking the kids up from school, you are surrounded by people. And those are free contacts that can be made. Come on, all of us can afford free. So now here's where some of you are at. I'm afraid. How do I meet the person? What do I say to that person? I understand. That just means you don't have the skill to build a rapport with a perfect stranger and to lead them to want to ask you about what you do. Listen, can you imagine how awesome it would be to have the absolute confidence that you can start a conversation in an elevator and know that you have a pitch that you could give to somebody? To where they are intrigued with what you have to say, gladly give you their phone number and say, please call me tonight at 6. Could you imagine being able to have that kind of a system? Well, I promise you, I have thousands of clients from all over the world that have that system, and they learned that system at First Steps to Success. Go get yourself registered right now. How long do you want it to take before you can confidently have people coming to you for business instead of you chasing them? So wrap your brain around this. You must talk to people every single day. No matter if you are in a traditional company or a non-traditional company, you have to wrap your brain around talking to people every single day. Okay? And like I said, there's a script book. There's some North Carolina CDs. They're called Foundational Keys to Your Success. This was a live training that was done in North Carolina. You can find that if you go right now to www.DannyJohnson.com/products. That's where you'll find the foundational keys to your success. This was recorded in North Carolina, as well as the script book with the two audio CDs that go with it. These two things go hand in hand with giving you just preliminary steps that will change everything in your business. Will change everything. Had a woman come up to me on Saturday and she says, you know what? I couldn't believe it, Danny. She goes, I got the North Carolina and I got the script book, and she says, and I just listened to the first three CDs, and she goes, and oh my gosh, she goes, I'm sitting in a post office and I did it and it worked. I couldn't believe it. That what you said actually worked, and I got names and phone numbers. People asking me to call them. The woman was dumbfounded. She's like, oh my gosh. This is like something that actually works. Could you imagine? Could you imagine being able to tangibly behold something, implement it, and actually see the results of it? Do you want your business to go from frustration to excited to work it, and it's not a burden and it's actually fun? Will you look forward to doing it every day versus having to deal with procrastination? Procrastination sucks. Okay, so you want to talk to people. You want to talk to people in a way where it does not provoke objections from them, like, I can't afford it, or I need to talk to my spouse, or I need to think about it, or is this a pyramid deal, or I'm not into selling those kinds of products, okay? I'm not a salesperson. You need to develop a skill in which that you don't provoke those kind of objections from your prospect, okay? Number six, and it's a very simple thing to do, okay? You can go to the website. Remember, in the members area, you'll find some conference calls that will teach you how to prospect as well to get you started. Number six, you want to team up with the person that invited you on this call, and this is if you're new. If you've been around for a long time and you're just recommitting yourself to your business, you can step up and do this step all by yourself. But what you want to do is that you want to step into the presentation success system. Okay, now, this is a two-hour-long process, all right, meaning to learn how to master this process. But basically, it's going to work like this. If I had brought you into the business, okay, if I brought you into an organization, into a business, after I finished the homework assignment that I had given you, and after I spent about 20 to 30 minutes on the phone with you the very first day that you were enrolled in my opportunity, okay, then what I would do is I would implement a duplication system that will help you to get a brand new person started and help them to go into momentum and make $500 to $1,000 their very first week in their business. Could you imagine getting a brand new person started and having them make $500 the first week? Could you imagine what would happen, number one, to your check? Number two, what would happen to the rest of your organization that heard of a brand new person getting started and making $500? Could you imagine how that would make you feel knowing that you got that person started on the track that helped them to make money? Could you imagine how easy it would be for you to sign up the next person? Because all you would do is tell the story of Jack, who you just got started, and he made $500 his first week. If you'd like to make $500 your first week, then you need to start here, do this, and do that. Okay, could you imagine how awesome? Could you imagine your confidence? Ugh, it's insane. Okay, so the home presentation success system, the three-meeting plan. If you're brand new, I want you to implement this and work with the person that got you on this phone. And what's going to happen is that this is going to start to integrate you into having ownership in your business opportunity. I know that when I first started off on my first job, I was very unsettled. I got embarrassed. I was humiliated. I forgot how to alphabetize when I was working at a video store. And I was very uncomfortable. I mean, I felt like I was all thumbs. I couldn't remember how to type on a computer. I mean, it was all bad, okay? It was terrible the first week. But as time went on, I got better and better at it, and then eventually I no longer needed any help, and I did a great job for my boss. Got a raise, in fact, the first month because I did a really good job for him. And so this is going to be the same way. The very way that you learned the current job that you have right now when you first got started in that particular field, in that particular profession, whether it was raising a family, giving birth, cooking, running a practice, no matter what it is that you're doing, you had to start with not knowing much about it and then was able to learn how to get yourself up and running and going and then owning a process and just repeating the process over and over again. So the home presentation success system is not necessarily just for meetings done in the home. It's for a home business presentation success system. And so this can be done on a conference bridge, meaning that you have four or five guests on a conference bridge and you're three-waying in your recorded message or you're directing those five people to a website or what have you, but it's a home business presentation success system. And here's how it would work. Let's say that your name is Jack. I brought Jack into a program, and after I did his homework with him, after I found exactly what is to motivate him, and now I'm going to use what I know that motivates him to direct him to making money his very first week. And so what I'm going to do is that I'm going to, and this is what I want you to do, is you need to have your first presentation. Whether that first presentation is on a conference bridge or right there in your own house, or it could be done at Starbucks, it could be done at a restaurant, it could be a two-on-one presentation, which means it's you and the person that got you started and one guest, okay? The point is that you've got to begin learning the process in which how you expose your opportunity to the marketplace. And so you need to have that first one this week. Did you hear me? It needs to be this week. You don't need to have 25 or 30 people in your house to make this successful. And you don't have to have 20 people on the conference bridge to have it be successful. What I want you to do is we just need to get some people in front of a presentation that you're basically going to be practicing on. And so the way that looks is that today's Monday. By Wednesday or Thursday, you need to have people either in your home or on a conference bridge or whatever. The home side of it, man, those work great. And if you're, and if the, if your business partner that has gotten you started lives, you know, 100 miles or more away or whatever, then they can, if you, I'm sure you have a speakerphone. We can do this through a speakerphone. It's really simple. And so what we're going to do is have some people in front of that presentation. In that very first presentation, you're going to need to take a whole lot of notes, because eventually you're going to be doing this presentation yourself or learning how to direct people to that presentation. So this is your training time, and so you need to take copious notes for whoever it is that's doing the presenting for you on that very first meeting. Now, by the time the second meeting comes around, you're going to do half of that presentation, or you're going to do half of leading them to a website, or you're going to do half of leading them to a conference bridge. The other half will be done by the person that got you started. Then on the third meeting, you're going to be doing the entire process yourself, and that person who got you started is going to be watching you and just cleaning up the mess, because there will be a mess. So realistically, you should be able to get all three of these done in the next 1 to 4 weeks, depending on if you want live presentations, like in the home, or if you want them in a conference bridge. Okay, so you need to begin your three-meeting plan right away. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, man, I'm afraid to you know, partake in a home business presentation. It's okay. That the reason why you're afraid is because you're not familiar with it, and that's totally normal. The job that you have right now, you were also afraid when you started that, and it was because you weren't familiar with it. Once you get going, by the time the second one rolls around, you're going to be so stoked. I remember I was terrified, man. I swore I'd never speak again after I did my first presentation 17, 18 years ago. I said, nah, never doing this again. This was lame. I've even had people just get up and read the script, read the front half part of the business script, because they had either, you know, they actually didn't think I'd make them do it. For some of them, they actually didn't think I'd make them follow through, and I did, made them follow through. And by the time the next presentation came around, they had the whole thing memorized, or at least the outline memorized, so they can at least talk about some of it. So what you need to do is get yourself established owning part of the processes of building your business. Don't sit around and wait for people to do it for you. It's time to step up to the plate and start building your business and understanding how to do it. Okay, number seven. What you need to do with number seven is, following that business presentation, the very first one that you do or the second one that you do, is that you want to close with a script. And you want to begin jotting down testimonials that you've been hearing on conference calls like this, our website, your company website, company literature, company conference calls, corporate events that you've been to, whatever testimonials that you've heard. You want to jot those down and commit them to memory. Because write this down, facts tell, stories sell. And so the television has figured out how to get you to buy a cheeseburger that will kill you, is that or make you gain 100 pounds. And they did this through testimonials. They did it through stories. So they paint this picture of convenience and fun, and it's going to taste good, and you're going to feel good, and everyone's doing good, right? I'm feeling it, or whatever their silly slogan is for McDonald's. And so they have spent billions of dollars in advertising, and yet they don't tell you about the ingredients that is inside that Big Mac. They don't tell you about the facts about how it is actually made, because I think if we knew how the McDonald's cheeseburger was made, oh, my gosh, we would never go near that fast food restaurant. Speaking of which, I think I had 2 cheeseburgers and a large fry yesterday for lunch at the Dallas airport. So anyway, facts tell, stories sell. And so what's important is that you wanna begin wrapping your brain around collecting stories. I mean, you're looking to develop stories, right? When you're building your business, you're looking to create new stories with people that are using your product or service. Have your ears just perked for testimonials. Because in the closing process, you want to have an arsenal of testimonials. In the presentation process, you want to have an arsenal of testimonials. And what I said with number seven is that you want to close with a script. I've always closed with a script, and it's just a simple 6 questions that I would ask, you know, 1 or 2 prospects if I had them. If I had more than 3 prospects, then I asked only 2 questions. And these 2 questions were extremely effective with getting that person to close themselves. These 2 questions put that prospect in a position where they were stupid if they didn't say, yes, hand me that application, please, and yes, I need to get started. And so what you want to do is close with a script. Why? Because that prospect is looking at you reading a script going, man, that's pretty simple. That must work. Gosh, I think I could read a script. And it's important for the duplication factor for that prospect to see the simplicity of the business. Remember what I told you with number one was to keep it simple? Well, reading a closing script is very simple. Reading those 6 questions is very simple. And so when other people see that the process is simple, they feel like they could own that process as well. If If it looks too complicated, you look too slick, you look too smooth, they're looking at you going, I don't think I could do that, and I don't think I want to do that. And so very important, close with the script. For duplication purposes, meaning that it looks simple, it is simple. Not only that, it keeps you on track. I advise that you do that. If you don't have a very effective, high closing script, then you can find it in our script book on the website if you want a really good one that thousands of people are using from all over the world. We've got one. And again, it's the CD, it's the script book and training audio. Okay, number eight, you need to do these steps over and over again. That's how you're going to build a client base. That's how you're going to build a partnership base. Partnership base meaning the people that you've established in a home-based business. Client base meaning the people who have purchased your products or services. Just continue to talk to people. You're going to do steps number 5, 6, and 7 over and over again. That is the business. That's how you keep it simple. Okay, so five, six, and seven. So number eight is to do it over and over again. So you're going to do step 5, which was talk to people. Number 6, you're going to do presentations over and over again. When you get a new person started, you do a 3-meeting plan with them. Number 7, you're going to close with the script, and you're going to tell lots of stories, okay? So just continue to do that over and over again. Number 9 is that you need to make a commitment to become a pro. You tell me. This is something you have to answer. Do you want to build a business that duplicates frustration and little paycheck? Or do you want to build a business that is fun, that's exciting, that's strategic, that's profitable? What do you want to do? You want to build a business that is certainly profitable, that's building residuals, that you become the person that others want to follow, that you become the person that others are recommending. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that clearly by becoming a professional yourself. So make the commitment. Which way am I going to go with this deal? Am I going to go the way of a pro or the way of an amateur? Now, how do you go from being an amateur in our business or in any business to becoming a professional? Well, how does an amateur baseball player go pro? How does an amateur basketball player go pro? How does that happen? Does it happen by osmosis? No. Does it happen by practicing the current skill level that they already have? No. How does somebody go pro? Whether it is, even if you look as professionals in the world, somebody that, you know, helps people with their health, and it's someone that is a doctor, that is a licensed professional, a licensed practitioner. How does one go from just someone that, you know, hey, oh, you have a cold here, why don't you take some vitamin C, to somebody that actually can prescribe and diagnose? So you tell me that has that authority. How do you gain the authority of a professional? Well, it doesn't happen by osmosis. It doesn't happen by chance. It doesn't happen by hoping for it. It doesn't happen by wishing for it. It happens by investing into professional training. A doctor becomes a doctor because he invested 10 years of his life and about $200,000 to become a professional. The same with athletics. How do people become pros? Well, they hire professional coaches. That's how you do it. You surround yourself with those that are professionals. You put yourself around those people that are going to pull the best out of you. They're going to show you where you need to make the improvements to impact your game. And so please know this. The business you are in is not a lottery ticket. Maybe the company that you're working with may have presented it that way, but I've been in a home-based business, and I've ran traditional corporations as well as I am right now. And I will tell you that you don't become a pro by luck. You don't become a pro by being in the right place at the right time. You become a pro by making an investment to make sure that you're in the right place at the right time, that you know it, and you're surrounded by the right people. That's how you become a pro. It's your skill set that determines whether or not you're going to be an amateur or a professional. That is what's going to determine it. And so with knowing that everything rises and falls on leadership, and leadership obviously is a professional game. So my question to you is, do you know how to help somebody make $500 their first week? Your answer probably at this point is no. Even if you've been in the business for years, most of you, you don't know how to do that. Some of you don't even know how to make somebody $500 their first month. Listen, I know how to do that. I've helped my new people. In fact, one of the guys I helped, a 20-year-old kid, make $20,000 his very first month in his business. Another young lady, 26-year-old young lady, single mom, beautiful, beautiful black woman, make $12,000 her first month in her business. I helped my aunt make over $2,000 her first 3 weeks in her business. Most of the people that I've brought into my business that I chose to work with at a project level to help them become a professional, because they plugged into First Steps to Success and brought, drove a bunch of other people too, they made an outrageous amount of income their very first 30 days in their business. Do you want to learn how to do that? Well, one is that you got to make it. Two is you got to learn how to teach somebody else how to make it. If you don't know how to do that, then you must get the skill to learn how to do that. Do you know how to raise up other leaders who build their business without you? Do you know how to do that? Or are you planning on winning the lottery, somehow finding the right person? I've never found the right person. No, but I'm telling you what I did do. I invested thousands of dollars into my education on learning how to lead, learning how to train, learning how to develop people, learning how to build a business that was built to last. Now, most of that leadership type stuff is going to be taught at Creating a Dynasty, and you have to go to First Steps in order to qualify for Dynasty. So do you know how to locate the right people with the strengths that are necessary to build a dynamic business and to maximize them for massive production? Do you know how to do that? Listen, if you're brand new, your answer is, no, I don't know how to do that, Danny, what am I going to do? It's okay. I know how to do that. It's fine. Listen, right now, you just don't possess the skill yet. That's all right. I have the skill. So if we can work together, we can build a dynamic business together. That right now, my strengths that I've gained over the last 18 years and a track record of doing it, it's okay. Right now, you can use me for my strengths. It's all right. I'll love you through it. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to feel like you want to quit, but here's the deal. Just put people in front of this system. My strengths will cover your weaknesses until you grow up in those weaknesses becoming your strengths. And even if you never want to get those strengths, that's totally okay too. Okay? But if all you do is you keep your business simple, you get excited, you pay attention to people that are experts, and you learn while you earn, that you make up your mind that you're here to stay and that you're not going to quit, then you get out there, you talk to people. You craft yourself a pitch where you're not provoking objections. And again, we have that pitch in a book, in a script book. We have that on the North Carolina CDs. Okay? You begin your duplication system with a 3-meeting plan, which is going to make your new people money right off the gate. That you close with the script and you have those dynamic questions like what I have to be able to close people. I had a 90% closing rate. So if you do that and you tell lots of stories, you're going to succeed. Okay? And that you do it over and over again, all right? You do your process over and over and over again, okay? And then number 9, which was to make a commitment to become a pro. Make that commitment to become a pro. It's not going to happen by osmosis. It's going to happen by you investing into your skill, by you professionalizing your approach, by you getting yourself the education you need so that you can build a dynamic business just like a doctor does, okay? And it will pay off, no question. It will pay off. So there you go, guys. I just gave you 9 points that you can take and run with. And I know that if you just do these 9 steps, which are very simple, you know, there's really 3 steps in the part of building your business, really 4 steps in building your business, 5 through 8, which is important. The rest of it is for you to be able to gain and to grow, okay? So let me just close with this. I really am so very blessed to be in business with you. I'm so blessed, and I know that we work with many of you on many different levels as far as a partnership goes, that some of you are new to the industry and you're just trying to gain and grow as much as you can. Others of you have been in for a long time, and some of you are just tired. You're absolutely tired because of maybe the way that you built your business. And some of you, you're just, you know, getting what you can. You go and apply, and I may never see any of you. Some of you have been listening on these conference calls for a whole year, and you still haven't made it out to a live event. And that's the only thing I have to tell you is we love you, and we're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're taking advantage of all the free knowledge and all the free stuff that we give you. But I'm going to tell you that you're only getting half the story. If all that you're plugging into are the CDs and the website, you're only getting half the story. You truly are absolutely missing out on the experience that will propel you into momentum. And you're going to have to make up that decision eventually. And I know that when you finally come, you are going to kick yourself for not coming a year before. So anyway, gang, thank you so much for your time and effort. I'm proud to be in business with you. I hope and pray that God blesses your business dynamically this week, that he brings people to you in a powerful way, that doors open up, that no man can close, that you get strategy and insight straight from heaven this week, and that your business is expanded, your territory is expanded, and that your confidence grows, and that you make decisions to walk in a professional way, to build your business with a strong commitment, and that you lead others in the very same way. So for those of you that are already coming, we've already got registered, can't wait to see you guys there. Keep your head down. Think bigger than what you're thinking right now, and bring far more people than what you've already planned to bring. Get some new blood in those seats with you, and watch what happens to the new people that you have there. Watch and see how teachable they are with you. Watch and see how few excuses that they're ever going to give you. Watch and see how they just produce results instead of whining and whimpering. Okay, so you will wait and see. Test me on it, okay? And again, for those of you who are hearing about First Steps for the first time, it is 100% guaranteed. If you don't like what you heard, if you felt like you've heard it all before, we will give you 100% of your money back. No questions asked. So, hello, we'll give you that money back if you felt like it was a waste of time. No feelings hurt, nothing, and we just go ahead and bless you on your way home, okay? You can go to DannyJohnson.com/seminar. Click on the link. Go to your computer right now. Get yourself registered. And so we look forward to seeing you guys. God bless you.
All right, guys. Wow. I don't know if you guys were taking as many notes as I was, but that was an absolutely amazing call. Great 9 points. I know it's getting late. It's 11:05. I encourage you to hang on the line for just a couple more minutes. You guys heard Danny talking about the principles and applying the principles and what that can do. And we have a couple people on the line tonight with us that are going to share briefly exactly what happened to them after taking just a couple of the principles that Danny teaches and applied them in their life. First up, we have LaDonna Taylor. LaDonna, are you out there?
I am.
Hey, LaDonna. Thanks for joining us tonight. Go ahead and just share with us what has happened since you plugged in.
Hi, my name's LaDonna. I'm from Garland, Texas, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on the call tonight. I'm very honored and privileged. I was introduced to Danny Johnson in 2008, and at that time I dismissed it as something I couldn't afford, didn't need, and something that didn't work for real people. I had a job in an industry that has a strong reputation for being stable and safe, and I was part of an elite team within my company, and I loved everything about my job except for the 80-hour week. In January, I received an email about Danny Johnson being on Secret Millionaire, and it intrigued me enough to wonder when she might be visiting Dallas next. Coincidentally, I purchased my ticket that day. Part of me wanted to go because I was curious, and the other part of me was just simply exhausted with the long hours I've been working. Let me tell you, that ticket was more than any amount of money I could have paid. I attended the March event. I came out of that event with a resolution to license the product I'd been taking and create an extra stream of income. And that event could not have come at a better time. Just 24 days after the event, I went in to receive a promotion. And the day after I received that promotion I'd worked 2 years for, they laid off my entire department. They told us that in order to receive our severance packages, that we had to train our replacements, which were 150 reps they brought on at minimum wage. The day of the layoff, I was calm and confident, and that is not a posture or a position that I could have had I not attended the First Steps to Success. I would have been in an absolute panic. The training I received at First Steps gave me posture and confidence that I didn't even know that I possessed. During our last 60 days of work, there was just this physical presence of fear, and I kept getting asked, what are you going to do, or what do you think I should do? I only had one answer, and that was, I don't know what you're going to do, but I want to first step to success, and I've got a plan. I don't know. All I know is you need to go to DannyJohnson.com, and you need to get enrolled in the next First Step to Success. She's going to teach you everything that you need to know in your dream job. And are you going to be happy settling for a job that you have to have, or do you want the job that you really want? And do you have a pen that you need to go to DannyJohnson.com?
Wow, LaDonna, that is truly incredible. Congratulations on your success. Thanks for being on the call with us tonight. I know there's people out there in your same situation. So have a great night. Next up, we have Diane. Are you out there, Diane?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
You're welcome, Diane. Welcome to the call tonight. Go ahead and share your story.
Okay, thanks a lot for asking me to be on the call. I really appreciate it. I'd love to share. Prior to attending First Steps to Success and the advanced training, Creating a Dynasty, my life was very stressful. I found myself going further and further in debt and honestly feeling that there was no way out. I have been with a wonderful company for 14 years, but it was just not enough income to pay my bills and raise my three kids, two of which will be attending college in September. So I knew I needed to generate another stream of income, but I knew a part-time job just wouldn't do it. So after attending and putting into action the strategies and teachings I learned from First Steps, my life has completely changed. In June, I used the last of my credit cards and started an internet marketing company, and within 25 I generated profits of $3,200. Remember, I went in debt to get started, and now my investment was paying off. And I have found new faith and hope for the future. My three kids have also attended these events, and the results are evident in their lives. I attended another event with my son in St. Louis, and after leaving First Steps to Success on July 11th, just over 4 weeks ago, I sold three top packages in my new travel business and generated profits of over $29,000. This has allowed me to pay off my initial investment for the business I started, as well as make a dent in the debt that I have. Being a single parent, I have had overwhelming demands financially, and thanks to Danny's training, now it doesn't have to be that way for us anymore. If you haven't attended an event, I strongly encourage you to get to the next one fast. If you want any kind of change in your life, I promise you it will happen. It's guaranteed.
Wow. And I met you at that event, Diane, and I just got to tell you, $29,000 in 30 days. That is absolutely incredible. Congratulations on your success. Thanks so much for taking time out of your night and sharing with us tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, I don't know about you, but here's every single week we have brand new stories on these calls of people just like you and me annihilating their debt, increasing their income, improving their relationships, and really living the life they've only dreamed of. The truth is there's some of you guys on this call right now who are thinking just like LaDonna did. You know, maybe you're thinking, I can't afford it. I don't have the money. I can't get the time off. Or maybe it won't work for me. Like LaDonna said, maybe I'm a real person, and maybe it works for everybody but me. Or maybe you're like Diane, who's a mom, who things had to change. She didn't have an option. She had to make a change. She had kids that were counting on her to do that. No matter what your situation is, no matter what your background is, guys, there's a solution coming up this weekend. The awesome thing about this call tonight is if you're on the call and you know things have to change, if you know things must change, if you're in between a rock and a hard place and you don't know the way out, the best thing about it is you don't have to wait long. This weekend coming up is on August 20th and 21st in Los Angeles, California, is the answer to what you've been waiting for. The event price at the door is $1,497. Tonight, the online special is only $347. This is the last night at that pricing. Tomorrow morning, that price will be going up. Danny's last three events have been entirely sold out, and I don't know why this event would be any different. So if you guys want to get out of the rut you've been in, if you want to start living the life you were designed to live, you want to go over right now over to DannyJohnson.com. You want to click on the event tab. You will see where it says get registered for First Steps Success this week in Los Angeles, California. I want to congratulate all you guys that are on the call that have already registered, and I want to congratulate you guys right now that are on the website getting registered for making the decision to no longer live a mediocre life and to start living the life you always wanted, just like LaDonna and just like Diane that you heard from tonight. Guys, before we wrap up the call, there were thousands of us on the call tonight. One last thing. If all of you guys go over, get on your computers, and you go over to Facebook, if you go over to DannyJohnson.com Facebook, this truly is one of the most amazing group of people that is on Facebook. But there's lots of people that maybe didn't know about the Monday Night Calls. There's over 80,000 people on Danny Johnson's Facebook page. There's a lot of people who don't know about these calls, or they've been wondering about the calls, and they've been thinking, what are these Monday Night Calls all about? What are they talking about? So what I want us to do tonight is, again, there's thousands of us on the call. I want you to imagine if we all went over to Facebook right now and we all just left our biggest nugget of what we got tonight. So, again, it's DannyJohnson.com Facebook. Go over there right now. Leave your biggest nugget of the night. Thanks, guys, for joining us.